The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We are talking about all things 10 by 10 today because it's fast approaching. We have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show with us, the cultural assistant in the Office of Cultural Development.
Hello.
Good morning. And Bev is operating the board as she does every week. We're grateful for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Don't you remember that song from Moana? I sing that often.
No, I never saw it.
Oh, you got to just listen to that song, You're Welcome, because even if people don't say thank you to me, I sing that song back to them. You're welcome. It's a very good song. So we're talking about all things 10 by 10. 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival is February 13th through the 23rd in Pittsfield, downtown and beyond. Lots of stuff going on. We've installed the cool show Off the Streets at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. The official opening is February 13th, but it is up on the walls, and everyone's welcome to come see it. Jesse curated that show. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's up. It's off the streets. We're on the walls. It's 10 mural artists who have contributed to the landscape of Pittsfield's public art. We invited them to kind of do different work to show the breadth of talent in Pittsfield, and that mural artists can also work in different sizes, scales, mediums. So it's wonderful. There's 10 artists and just a crazy diversity of artwork that has been created for the show, which is up and on view right now, starting today from 11 to 3. We're open at the Lichtenstein.
Yes.
With a cool opening party on the 13th to kick off the 10 by 10. Thursday the 13th from 5 to 8. All artists will be there. So come meet us, chat with us, ask us about our murals, ask us about our artwork, or anything else.
It is very cool. First of all, it's great exposure for the murals in Pittsfield. We ended up counting them because we did a story with the Eagle. And there's over 30 murals in Pittsfield. And then there's over 30 paint boxes in Pittsfield. And then there's the Berkshire Lightscape Project, which is light art. So 30 and 30 is 60. There were like almost 75 pieces of public art having to do with light paint boxes and murals. So
that's why it's so much fun to drive through.
Yeah, exactly.
It is, and it's just going to get more and more fun.
It's it's very cool. And these artists, many of them you are familiar with, including Jesse. Jesse is a mural artist and featured in this show. But also you don't realize that some of them, Mike Carty we'll use as an example, are way beyond the graffiti artist that you think of when you look at his artwork on
it. Right. He has 4 pieces in the show. It's fine art painting, smaller size, definitely recognizable as Mike. But yeah, he does way more than just graffiti out in the world. So yeah, come see his 4 cool pieces.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie Quetty is in the show. She has done murals in Pittsfield and beyond. You think of that retaining wall on the way, where's that?
To Cheshire. Yes. Yep, she did that. She did the underpass with the kids in Lanesboro, I believe, Partridge Road. And she did the huge mural that encompasses the whole building of the Madison on Seymour.
Which looks like a flag.
The big flag. And that, yeah.
Very patriotic.
But yeah, she has some cool small prints that she's made. And I feel like it's funny because like most of the people skewed to bright, fun spring colors. There's lots of florals. There's, I think everyone's just trying to get out of the winter mode. And it will definitely brighten your senses to come see all the artwork in there. And it goes from painting to sculpture from Kara Patrika. She's got an amazing tortoise and a fawn sculpture and photography. Yeah, it's everything. It runs the gamut of all sorts of artwork.
Yeah, it's cool. Very cool. And you know, when you kind of do this invitation to the local mural artist to be a part of this, and you don't want to give too many instructions because you want to let the artists do what they're good at. And so there was some nerve.
Panic?
Panic is a strong word. I'm speaking for Jesse. There was some nervousness because we didn't know what we would get.
We had no idea.
We really had no idea what we would get. And on an amazing note, it was all great. So you get all this stuff and you put it in a pile, quote unquote, to say, all right, how are we going to put this all together? And we have Sean McCusker, who is an artist at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. He has a studio there and he hangs art shows. We often hire him to hang art shows. And he came together and said, oh, this is great. And put it all up on the art and on the walls. And we walked around last night and this morning when it was installed and we're like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. We have Pops Peterson, who has this Ruby Bridges mural on the Division Street retaining wall over by College Way. And he is known for like Norman Rockwell-esque
photography.
Right? Mm-hmm. And he brought his, and they look just awesome. He has two pieces in the show. So it's very cool to see all of this come together. And always, this does happen often. When you're unsure of what you're going to get, it all comes together. And
yeah, looks, I shouldn't have panicked. Is that what you're saying?
Jesse was the panicker.
Has it ever failed?
No, it doesn't fail. No. It doesn't fail. It's beautiful, but it's very funny to watch. She came in one morning and had this terrible stress dream. Like, really? We're having stress dreams about art. Like, there's way too many other things.
I thought it was going to be too full.
That's very funny. So anyway, it all came together. It's up at the Lichtenstein starting today. We're recording this on February 5th. It runs February 5th to the 28th. We are open to the public Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or by appointment. If you want to come in at a different time, please give us a call and we'll do everything we can to let you in at a different time. But the reception with most of the artists present will be Thursday, February 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. So come check it out for sure. And February 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. is the opening kickoff to the 10 by 10 festival that runs February 13th through the 23rd in Pittsfield, featuring this art show and much more, including the 10 by 10 Real Art Party, which is a mainstay for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. This is the 14th year of this festival.
Yeah, that's insane. I did not realize that. Yeah. That's amazing.
It's good stuff. So the
popular.
It's popular. The 10 by 10 Real Art Party is on that Thursday night, which is the 20th. But they're accepting works of art. Artists donate 10 by 10 pieces and they go up for auction, for lack of a better word. For $25, you can get an art ticket and all the proceeds go to the Berkshire Art Association, which does great things.
I do believe this year they have upped the price of the ticket.
Oh, good.
I think it's $35. And all of those proceeds go to kids' field trips and to museums and art supplies. So it's worth the price of admission.
It's definitely worth, because most of these pieces of art go for hundreds and hundreds of dollars at the least. So to get it for under $50 is quite a steal.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true. It's cool. Very, very cool stuff. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. And Jesse Tobin McCulley is here, the cultural assistant at the City of Pittsfield's Office of Cultural Development.
Yep.
Let's try and say it. All of those words. And Bev's operating the board, which we're grateful for. What else is happening throughout those 10 days? The Berkshire Museum is under renovation But they have recently announced that they are doing programming outside of the museum. They're collaborating with the Berkshire Athenaeum and with Berkshire Community College to put on 10 days of play and more throughout those 10 days. So that's cool. That's a great example of collaboration in the city of Pittsfield and for this festival. Berkshire Museum has all that information on their website. And our website is kind of the hub of all this information.
The keeper of all the events. Everything's listed on lovepittsfield.com under the 10x10 events.
lovepittsfield.com. What else is happening throughout the festival? A Taste of Downtown.
Which happening all month. It's already kicked off, right? It's the month of February.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. is spearheading A Taste of Downtown. They did this for Restaurant Week last year, and it was so successful that they moved it to an entire month. And they took away the paper aspect of it to make it more easy, accessible.
Yeah. Now you can just go on the Downtown Pittsfield app on your phone, and at each participating restaurant, you can scan the QR code, gain points, get in the running, I believe, for some gift cards. So if you're going out and you're eating, ask them if they are amongst the restaurants involved in the Taste of Pittsfield, and scan the QR code.
And you can be registered to win lots of cool stuff. So that is happening all month, but they're also doing special events throughout the 10x10 as a part of A Taste of Downtown, including Opal Raven, the fire dancer, is going to be doing a performance in conjunction with the fireworks. She is not being launched into the air as a firework.
No, it's separate. It's just on the same night.
It's not happening. But it's on the same night, Saturday, February 22nd at the Common. We are doing winter fireworks around 6 o'clock, which is when the sun sets. The dusk happens, and Opal Raven will be doing her fire dancing just before that, around 5:15.
What a great name.
Yes, that is. Isn't that a cool
it
name?
It is. Perfect for a fire dancer.
She's a great performer, and we're always happy to have her as a part of anything that we're doing. So that's happening on Saturday, February 22nd. Hot Plate Brewing is involved again this year.
Yeah, they're doing their 10 days of beers, a new small batch beer released every day in conjunction with a different event on the same day. And all theirs are listed on their website and on Love Pittsfield. But it's a myriad of different kinds of events related to the beer that's being released. They have a full programming from the 13th through the 23rd, which is pretty awesome.
Very cool. And Berkshire Historical Society is involved in 10 most significant historical events in Pittsfield history. That's an online exhibit, which is very easy for everyone to access, even in the winter weather that we're having. So check that out. That's on lovepittsfield.com, the link. And we are working with artists Peter Vakina and Robert Markey again to do live ice sculpture carving.
Okay.
So you get this huge block of ice.
Peter does, not us.
Well, yeah, there is a huge block of ice, and Peter and Robert take that square, rectangular block of ice and make it into wonderful works of art.
Square, rectangular?
It's rectangular.
A cube. Cube. They'll each be creating works of art on one block that we don't know what it is.
Mysterious works of art.
Yeah, so... and they're going to start on the 14th, Friday the 14th, Valentine's Day, 10 a.m.
The ice is being delivered around 9:30, and that's at Palace Park this year, which is the park, the sidewalk area between the Barrington Stage Company's Wolfson Center and Marie's and Poncho's and the Garden, that building, the Shipton building. So look for them. And they invite anyone to come out and check it out because it is very cool. Live ice sculpture carving from Peter and Robert.
And there is the second annual winter festival is going to be taking place at Clap Park.
Yes, Pittsfield's Recreation Department, spearheaded this year by Jen Van Bramer, is
It will be happening on Monday, the 17th?
Yes. Monday, the 17th of February. It is at Clap Park. And last year, they were sad because they didn't have a lot of snow to do sledding. This year, knock on whatever for Micah that we have, we hope that there will be snow. And so there will be some sledding involved and a big fire pit for a campfire and just all kinds of fun. That's the Winterfest at Clap Park on February 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., which is very cool. We are talking about the 10 by 10 Upstreet Winter Arts Festival in Pittsfield from February 13th through the 23rd, downtown and beyond. The Hancock Shaker Village is doing the Big Chill. That is the beyond part of the festival, just beyond downtown. And that is Saturday and Sunday.
Yep, the 15th and the 16th. They have a huge list of events happening with maple syrup demonstrations, blacksmithing demonstrations, tours of the grounds, the farm animals. I believe that's 11 to 4 on the Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
The 15th and 16th of February at Hancock Shaker Village.
And this is all on lovepittsfield.com. It is 11 to 4. Berkshire Theater Group's educational program is putting on the Pirates Past Noon. It's the Berkshire Theater Group Plays touring show. Magic Treehouse Pirates Past Noon. We all know and love Mary Pope Osborne, who has Berkshire connections, and her books come to life in these productions that go through the elementary schools of Pittsfield, of Berkshire County and beyond. And this is happening at the Colonial Theater on Saturday at 2 o'clock, Saturday the 15th. And the reason that this whole festival started was the 10 by 10 New Play Festival from Barrington Stage Company. That starts on the 13th and it goes through March 9th. It's so popular that they have expanded it beyond the actual festival. 10 by 10 New Play Festival at Barrington Stage Company. It's at their St. Germain Stage at the Siddell and Lee Blatt Performing Arts Center on Linden Street, 36 Linden Street. 10-minute plays. So one minute you're laughing and 1 minute you're crying because the plays are that.
It's 100 minutes of emotions.
100 minutes of emotions. And mostly it's laughing, we will say. It's often comedy more than. But it's really cool. And there's usually only 6 or 7 actors taking part in the whole thing. So their breadth of acting ability is
Yeah, on display, right? Oh, 10 minutes, 10 different plays, 10 different playwrights. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely. Berkshire's Jazz is involved again. They have been a mainstay every year. They have a concert on Saturday, February 15th, which is awesome. And Jacob's Pillow has a dance workshop going on.
Movement class. Mm-hmm. Which is free.
Which is free. Yeah. A lot of these events are free or very low cost because that is the intention of the 10 by 10 Upstreet Winter Arts Festival. February 13th through the 23rd, this is all in partnership with the Milltown Foundation. We're very grateful for the Milltown Foundation and all the things that they do for Pittsfield and Berkshire County. The 10 by 10 Upstreet Winter Arts Festival, February 13th through the 23rd in Pittsfield. LovePittsfield.com for more information. LovePittsfield.com. We have Berkshire United Way doing the event before the fireworks as well. It's called 10 Times the Fun. It's a family-friendly event. It's at the Zion Lutheran Church right next to the Common, starting at 3:30. On that Saturday, February 22nd, 3 o'clock, I believe it's 3 to 5, and then you clear out by the time the fireworks start, because the fireworks are launched from the Common. This is what people don't understand, all the behind-the-scenes work that goes on. The City of Pittsfield Parks Department, the Fire Department, the Police Department, and many others from the Highway Department come together to make it safe to launch fireworks from the Common. So they put up all the appropriate fencing. They work with a professional firework company is the word I'm looking for. Suntory Fireworks is based in New York State, and they come in and launch the fireworks. So it's not just like Jesse and I launching the fireworks.
No, it's not.
Oh, heaven forbid.
No. We actually have no idea what we're doing when it comes to that.
No, thanks.
So it is a professional fireworks company that comes in, works with the fire department, works with all the appropriate safety measures to launch this display. We close the park off. We, you know, make it fun for all to see. And it's cool because people can see the fireworks from all over Pittsfield. You can come and watch them from the parking lot in the viewing area. But other people that I know are in different parts of Pittsfield and say, I saw it from, you know, my window, or I saw it from, I looked up at 6 o'clock and saw it from where I was downtown in a different vicinity. So it's cool. It's good. Good stuff. The fireworks are on Saturday, February 22nd at the Common. Viewing will be from the First Street parking lot. And as we've been saying throughout, for a complete schedule of all of the 10 by 10 events, you can visit lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. What else do we have going on?
We do have some new participants this year, new to Pittsfield and new to the 10 by 10. Wander Berkshires is a new space opened up at 34 Depot Street, and they do a monthly storytelling event, but they're going to do a specific one for the 10 by 10 called 10 by 10 Community Storytelling. And I believe the prompt is 10 years ago or 10 years of something. I can't remember exactly, but it will be 10 different people, 10 minutes, and nothing planned. You just kind of come, and it's a free-form storytelling event. And they do this event every month. It is new. Wander is doing a lot of wonderful community events and different events there. So definitely check out their website and our website, as we do post all of their events too. But this is called First Line, and it is a brand new monthly series at Wander, and they will have a special one for the 10 by 10. And they're new to the 10 by 10 because they're new to Pittsfield, and we're so happy that they're here. And Downtown Inc. will be having a, in their new office space, they will feature three new photographers for a art reception on the Sunday.
February 23rd.
Yep. So they will have that. A little art opening reception in the morning. And then also in conjunction with Dottie's Domingo Brunch. So go to the art event at Downtown Pittsfield's new offices, cross the street, go to Dottie's, see the new artwork hanging up there, and catch some music and some great food, which is now, their Domingo Brunch is now put on by Cork Kitchen, their new collaboration with Cork Kitchen. So that will all be happening on the last day of the festival.
February 23rd is the last day of the festival. And we're grateful that DPI, Downtown Pittsfield Inc., and Dottie's are coming together to close it out in that fun way. Wander is also doing something on February 13th from 6 to 8 for a special Valentine's Day adjacent event celebrating love, friendship, and the power of connection. So you can go to the opening reception for Off the Streets, the art show at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, and you can then wander over to Wander.
Yes, you could definitely wander over. I do believe that night the Plant Connector is doing an event too, so there are a few things to bring you downtown on Thursday. After you check out the Off the Streets opening from 5 to 8.
The Off the Streets opening is the place to be. We're not biased.
I mean, I'm a slightly totally biased.
Yes, which is, we admit it. We admit when we're biased, for sure.
But I do know there's so many other fun things happening that night, too. So come down on Thursday the 13th to the Liechtenstein Center for the Off the Streets opening that will feature most of the artists, I think all of us, in the show. That'll be the 13th from 5 to 8, and there's other events happening that night at Wander, at the Plant Connector. You can kind of head around town, get some dinner.
It's the opening preview of the 10 by 10 New Play Festival, too, which is fun to be a part of. The Off the Street Show, the art show at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, features 10 mural artists getting off the streets and onto the walls of the Liechtenstein, which is very cool to see. Anything from photography to paintings to sculptures. Kara Patryka has the sweetest sculptures, including a fawn that you really want to pet.
You like want to pet.
Think it's
you,
real.
You shouldn't, but you do want to pet
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't touch the art. You shouldn't pet it, but you really do want to reach out and pet the fawn because it's very sweet. And she has a turtle, too. That's really cool.
A tortoise, Jen. It's a tortoise. And also, when I was speaking to her, when she dropped off her art is based off animals that she has at her sanctuary. Too, so she has a tortoise that I believe is about 20 years old.
Oh, don't baby. You remember yeah. Finding Nemo where the tortoises, that's how I learned how long turtles and tortoises live.
I know, I asked forever. Her if she had willed it to somebody, and that is a serious consideration.
Yeah, because they live so long. Yeah, it's cool. Her work is definitely cool. So there's 10 artists that are off the streets and onto the walls of the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. And you will be familiar with many of their works on murals or street art in Pittsfield, but you might not be as familiar with their cool stuff hanging on the walls because some of it you've never seen before. Some of it is brand new.
So. And very different than their murals, I would say. Yeah,
for sure.
Well, you're just going to have to come and check it out.
Come and check it out. So the opening party is Thursday, February 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, 28 Rennie Avenue in Pittsfield. All of the information that we're talking about for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, the Love Pittsfield. I just love to say Love Pittsfield. The 10 by 10 Upstreet Winter Arts Festival is February 13th through the 23rd. All of the information that we're talking about is on lovepittsfield.com. We have a newsletter, as we've discussed often, that goes out every week. And if you are not subscribed to that newsletter, please do. You can subscribe by emailing us, cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org, or you can go to lovepittsfield.com and subscribe to the newsletter, which is a very cool thing to find out about what's going on in Pittsfield, but also there are calls for art, festivals, and just overall general information about things you should know happening in the wonderful city of Pittsfield, for sure. So featured events at the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, the 10 by 10 New Play Festival, A Taste of Downtown, Off the Streets Art Show featuring local mural artists, the Berkshire Art Association Real Art Party, 10 Beers in 10 Days at Hot Plate, Berkshire's Jazz Event, Clap Park Winter Festival, Jacob's Pillow event, and other outdoor activities throughout the 10 days, including curling and snowshoeing at Arrowhead with Berkshire Natural Resources Council. Fireworks, winter fireworks are happening at the Common on February 22nd with Opal Raven doing some fire dancing ahead of time, and Berkshire United Way hosts the 10 Times the Fun family-friendly event before the fireworks are launched. Lots of cool stuff.
So curling is getting its day, huh?
Curling, and that thing sells out often.
Yeah, you do have to reserve a spot for that. That'll be at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
And there is a reservation required because it does fill up.
Which Learn is to so curl. Cool. And yes. It's not as easy as it looks.
No.
It doesn't look easy. What do you mean?
Nope. Doesn't it just look like your broom sweeping the ice?
No, one person's on their knee. I don't understand. It looks very cool, but
it looks cool and it's not easy. It doesn't look easy and it's not easy. All of the
take
things.
A lesson.
Take a lesson. Learn to curl. Learn to curl at the Boys and Girls Club ice skating. It is cool that there's an ice skating rink at the Boys and Girls Club. Every time I go up there to watch hockey or do whatever, I'm like, wow. This is right here in Pittsfield.
And they have free skate.
Yeah. And they have a basketball court on the first floor, and you go up two more floors, and there's the hockey or the ice skating rink. It's It's wild and crazy for the city of Pittsfield, for sure. All right. I think we have gone through all of the things for the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We had Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show this week and Bev Prentice operating the board. Thank you. All right. Yay. Keep on keeping on, everybody.
We'll see everyone out and about.
Yes. Have a great week.